The Medrash of Parshas Chayesara on the pasuk of Avram Zaken, which tells us the story of Avram sending Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, and ultimately Eliezer bringing back Rivka. The Medrash there says, "Amr Rav Oshia said, Yafasi chasen shal avdi avis yaser mitrasen shal banu." The mundane conversations of the servants of our forefathers are more pleasant than the Torah of the children, or the Torah of the later generations of Jews. Sharei Parshas Eliezer Huchfala Batera, because the story of Eliezer is repeated twice in the Torah. First, we hear about the whole conversation between Eliezer and Avram, about Eliezer finding a shidduch for Yitzchak, and then Eliezer goes up, to Aram Naraim and repeats the whole conversation that he had with Avram to Lavan and Besuel, showing that there is a lot of seeming superfluity when it comes to the Avdi Avos, when it comes to the servants of our forefathers. But Rav Eshia continues, Varei harbe gufei Torah nitnu biremiza. Whereas when it comes to Halacha, if you want to know about the details of the 39 Melachos of Shabbos, you're not going to find those in the Torah. You'll only find maybe the Melacha of carrying, or the Melacha of lighting fires on Shabbos, but no other Melachos, none of the other 37 Melachos are listed in the Torah. For that, you're going to have to go and rely on subtle hints, subtle cues within the Torah's text. Or if you want to understand the Hilchos Kashrus, your understanding of practical Kashrus Halacha is going to be pretty limited if you just look inside of the Torah Shebech Sav. So Rav Eshia here in the Midrash is telling us something very striking, that we see that there's a lot of detail that the Torah tells us about the servants of the forefathers, and there's comparatively little detail told about the inner workings of Halacha. And that's a pretty striking thing. So we want to understand, why is that? The Rebbe notes that this teaching of Yafasi Chasen Shal Avdi Avis, this story, the repetition by the servants of our forefathers, and the fact that Chazal call our attention to the repetitiveness of the story, specifically in the context of Chasana, shows there's something very fundamental about Chasana, there's something very fundamental about marriage and Jewish continuity, that this Yafasi Chasen Shal Avdi Avis, that these seemingly repetitive stories of our forefathers have in connection to the idea of marriage. And in particular, this story of Eliezer is going to give us one of the secrets to Jewish continuity. The Rebbe notes that the gift that Eliezer gives to Rivka, and this gift, Chazal tell us, is for the purpose of Kiddushin, for the purpose of effecting a marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka, is that Eliezer gives Rivka a nezem zov, a gold ring, beka mishkoli, which weighs one beka. And this parallels the machtis hashekel, the half a shekel, which also weighed this biblical measurement of a beka. And Chazal and Mesachas Bava Basra tell us that tzedakah is considered the klolus hamitzvah, it's the general mitzvah. So Rebbe explains that this nose ring symbolized that Rivka's home would be a home of mitzvahs. But then Eliezer also gives Rivka two bracelets, shnei tzmidim asara mishkolim, two bracelets which weigh 10 shkolim. The Rebbe says these two bracelets symbolize the aseres hadibris, the 10 commandments which are given on two tablets. And this symbolizes the Torah. But why not give something that symbolizes the Torah scroll? Why specifically the aseres hadibris? So the Rebbe says the difference between the aseres hadibris and the Torah scroll is that a Torah scroll is ink on paper, oisiyas haksiva, written letters. But written letters, says the Rebbe, are weak letters, in that those written letters are separate from the surface that they're written on. You have the ink and parchment, and the ink and parchment are two separate things. In contrast, the luchos were etched letters, carved letters, oisiyas hachakika, etched letters. It says choros al luchos, etched onto the luchos. And the virtue of such letters is that those letters are one with the luchos. They're one with the stone. The Rebbe explains, this teaches us a very important message about the foundation of a Jewish home, the way in which we should set up our Jewish marriages, and the way in which we should have our Jewish families. If Torah is something which you're committed to, But you and the Torah, you and mitzvos, are two separate things. It's something that you do, but your identity is not a Torah identity. Then you can learn all the Gemara you want. You could learn 70 blot of Gemara a year with all the Tosfos and with all the Achrayim. You could be a big expert in Tanakh, or you could be a big expert in Shulchan Aruch with all the Neis HaKelim. You could know every Shach and Taz and every last Prima Godim and know all the five questions that were asked in the Ramah and the five answers. You can know all the details. You can know the Teiros and Shalbanim. But if you're lacking radical commitment, which the Jews demonstrated by the Luchos, where they said Nasev and Nishma, and if you're lacking an element of identity, where you and the Torah become one, you and Judaism are one thing, it's not something that's added onto you, if you focus on the details as opposed to the overall commitment, then your Judaism will not have a continuity. If, however, says the Rebbe, you focus on the stories of the Avdei Batei Aves. And Eved here, the Rebbe says, the idea of a servant is committed to his master. If you focus on your commitment, and you focus on your identity, and your identity as being one with the Torah, and you live your life that way, and you form your relationship in that way, and you form your home in such a way, then it could be the case that when it comes to the details, you won't necessarily learn 70 blot a year. And there may be times in which you do in your life, and there will be times in which you don't in your life. It could be that all the details of the Torah are going to be in your life at some point. They're going to be relatively short, and they're going to be biramiza. They're not going to be your primary focus because of whatever else is going on. But so long as you've told the stories of the Avos time and time again, which symbolically means so long as you are radically committed to your Yiddishkeit and you are one with your Yiddishkeit is your identity, that is the secret for building an everlasting Jewish home. And your home will not only be lasting for your lifetime, but it will give rise to generations and generations of committed, passionate Jews.